This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome. Highway 82 was slick on Monday morning. Snow fell on an already wet road, resulting in several accidents. This made for a long and dangerous commute. Aspen Public Radio's Wyatt Orm is in the studio with me now to discuss what our transportation professionals do on days like these. Hi, Wyatt.
Hey, Zoe.
So you rode the bus here on Monday morning. What did you see?
That's right. I live in Carbondale, and I got on a bus headed up Valley around 7:30, and our driver joined a long line of traffic that was rerouting around an accident near Elgebel. I saw an overturned car outside of Willits, and then a little bit further up the road, right before my eyes, I watched a Sprinter van kind of totally lose control and turn sideways in front of our bus. Luckily, there was not an accident, but this is all to say the roads were very treacherous.
CDOT, or the Colorado Department of Transportation, they're in charge of plowing Highway 82. Would they be responsible?
No, not necessarily. I mean, CDOT, like you say, is in charge of plowing Highway 82, but they dispatched extra snow plows to remove the snow. There's only so much that they can do. They can't guarantee, you know, perfect road conditions.
What about those opting for public transportation on days like this? Does the Roaring Fork Transportation Authority have some special game plan for when the roads get so icy?
RAFTA does have extra buses staged at different points along the 82 corridor. So if there is overflow, that bus can kind of scoop up the extra passengers. But this happens year-round. This is nothing out of the ordinary. When the weather's at its worst, that's when the most people want to use the bus. That's what Kent Blackmer told me. He's the co-director of operations for RAFTA. I asked Blackmer how much ridership goes up on a day like Monday when the roads are bad. And he didn't have any hard data, but he made the educated guess of maybe 25%.
And it's wacky. It's not predictable sometimes when people are going to decide they're going to jump on the bus.
RAFTA, just like CDOT, says it can't control the weather and that it can't go faster than the speed of traffic. So according to RAFTA, according to CDOT, these days just kind of happen.
All right. Thanks, Wyatt.
You're welcome.
I'm Zoe Rome, Aspen Public Radio News.